The efforts to reach an Iran nuclear deal appeared so close today that Iran's president even tweeted about it, calling it a good beginning. But in no time at all, that tweet was deleted and reports of new negotiating snags surfaced. So the sun set again in Vienna today with no agreement. Indira Lakshmanan is covering the talks for Bloomberg News, and she joins us now. Indira, late this afternoon, we heard there would be an announcement overnight, then there wouldn't be an announcement overnight. This keeps going on, and I wonder if you're what the latest that you know about why.
Yeah, it's deja vu all over again, Gwen. And if it's been a roller coaster for the past 17 days, we're now going into day 18, and this has been the most extreme roller coaster in the last 24 hours. We thought we were going to have a deal. Then Foreign Minister Zarif came out on his balcony, sort of a Vita Peron style. We all yelled up at him and said, will there be a deal? He made a motion with his head and indicated, no, there would not be. We're now after midnight in Vienna, so the negotiators have blown past through their fourth deadline in the last 18 days. But the latest reports we're getting, our sources are telling us from four different delegations that it's very, very likely that there will be an announcement of a final deal in the early hours of the morning. So we're talking about possibly as early as pre-dawn Vienna time, which might be as early as before midnight Washington time.
Boy, that's the latest possible thing. But what is it that they're trying to smooth out? What are these last-minute hang-ups which people keep referring to?
Right. Well, I reported 24 hours ago that arms embargo issue actually had been mostly smoothed out. And the issue is that on the UN side, the Iranians wanted the arms embargo lifted right away. It now looks like it will be a phased process over the next 2 to 8 years for lifting that embargo. But what they've been arguing about all day today is language, because language matters. And we have lawyers from seven different countries in the building behind me going over literally every comma and every T that's crossed and I that's dotted in 100 pages of document. So, again, we're talking about a 100-page-long document with five technical annexes that is meant to last for a long time. Some elements of this deal will last for 10 years, others for 15, and yet others for 25. So the U.S. and Iran in particular are really concerned that they want to get this exactly right. No one wants to have to go back. You can't reopen it and renegotiate it. So it's really about getting the language right the first time. And one thing I want to remind you, when we were here a couple months ago together from Lausanne, Switzerland, having a similar conversation after midnight, you'll remember that when they actually released the deal last time, the framework agreement, the United States had one set of talking points, Iran had a different set of talking points. And that really caused them problems in the last couple of months when they've been trying to negotiate. So what we understand from both the United States and the Iranians this time is there's going to be one comprehensive statement that speaks for both sides. Imagine how hard that is, Gwen, to do that, because both the Americans and the Iranians are trying to show their home audiences that they won. So how do you come up with language that says you won in Tehran and also says you won in Washington when they're both facing hardline audiences at home? So I think a lot of it has been about words.
You mentioned that they've now blown through four deadlines. Do deadlines matter at all anymore?
Well, you know, the deadlines mattered insofar as the Obama administration has said that deadlines are a forcing mechanism. They force people to sit down and actually make a decision. Apparently, in this case, they didn't force them to do that much. But, you know, I think as John Kerry has said, this can't go on forever. They can't stay at the negotiating table forever. Iran has sort of very cleverly taken that and turned it on its head by saying, hey, you know, we face no deadlines. We'll stay here as long as it takes. And if anyone leaves the negotiations, it's their fault, not hours. That, of course, puts the United States on the spot, because if negotiations were to collapse, Iran could easily say, well, that's America's fault. They walked out. We didn't walk out. So we've had all of the parties really trying to keep both the United States and Iran at the table. A funny moment earlier today was when Sergei Lavrov, the Russian foreign minister, walked into a meeting with Zarif, the Iranian foreign minister, who said, how are you, Mr. Lavrov? And he said, angry. He was smiling at the time, but I'm sure there was more than a little truth to that, because the Russians, the Europeans, the Chinese, they're frustrated. They want this deal to be done. They feel like they've already signed off on it, and they wish that the Americans and the Iranians would get their houses in order, get the wording straight, right, so everyone can move on, go home after 18 days of this, and really 2.5 years.
Well, and dear, I know that sleep is overrated, and you're going to be up again late tonight waiting on this last shoe to drop. So thank you so much for joining us.